Wednesday morning, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Ron Stutz at 97.9 FM, WCHL. Freddie Kiger, the Trivia Meister.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what you got today?
Cooperstown.
Cooperstown, New York.
Yeah, I mean, we're following this baseball thing.
All right, yeah. I'm ready.
All right, you ready?
I've never been to Cooperstown, but
you know what? I have neither, really? But I would love to. That would be a wonderful,
it would be kind of
idyllic
cool.
summer-like experience.
Mm-hmm. It would be.
Dr. Gary Stuck from the UNC School of Education has moved back up there.
Dr. Gary Stutz?
Stuck.
Stuck. All right.
Maybe that's past tense of Stutz.
Maybe. I don't know.
Stuck in the middle with you. Steelers Will.
Thank you very much. Jerry Rafferty.
Jerry Rafferty. And who's the other guy?
He's the lead singer of Steelers Will.
But that's not
I don't recall the other guy's
exactly. name. Cooperstown.
All right.
On this day, June 12th, back in 1939, the Baseball Hall of Fame was dedicated in Cooperstown, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Why Cooperstown? I've heard that Abner Doubleday, the man who supposedly invented baseball, that is incorrect. He did codify some of the rules for baseball. Should get credit for that, is where I think Abner Doubleday is from. So that lent itself to why Cooperstown. But anyway, in the first Hall of Fame class, name two members.
Two members of the very first Hall of Fame class, and the year was 1939?
Well, that's when the Cooperstown Baseball Hall of Fame opened, but this class was selected as early as 1936 in preparation for the opening. So there were five members in the first Hall of Fame class.
Okay.
Name two members of the five.
All right.
And if anybody knows anything about baseball, you got a pretty good shot at even guessing two of the five.
Let me think about that.
Okay. All right.
Hey, listen, thanks.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tallulah's Turkish Restaurant. It's half off, dinner or lunch, available now. Come visit Tallulah's, a local family-owned restaurant on Franklin Street, and take a culinary journey with fresh, healthy food. With today's deal, get $20 of lunch for $10 or $40 towards dinner for $20. Enjoy a varied selection of hot and cold small plates and delectable grilled lamb and other meats as the flavors and atmosphere whisk you away to turkey. It's half off from Tallulah's. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
I'm going to guess Walter Big Train Johnson would be one
of them. Walter Big Train Johnson is indeed one.
And the other one might be, wouldn't be soon enough to get in Babe Ruth. But
sure. Yeah, Babe's there.
Babe there? The
yeah.
Other? All right.
Oh, yeah. See, see. I mean,
right.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, that was easy enough, I guess.
Well, yeah. I mean, we asked on this day back in 1939, Baseball Hall of Fame was dedicated in Cooperstown, New York. But in preparation for that opening day, back in 1936, the first five were inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Right.
You have to receive like a 75% vote by all the people who are voting, Baseball Writers Association. But anyway, in that first class, and this is in the order that they were
inducted.
Receiving votes, like 1 to 5.
All right.
The most votes? Ty Cobb.
Really?
Second in a tie with Babe Ruth and Honus Wagner.
Uh-huh.
Then Christy Mathewson, Walter Johnson.
Wow.
Yeah.
My goodness.
And the hall opened in 1939, the supposed centennial of the sport. That's open to discussion.
Cool.
We're not quite sure.
Well, great great question this
morning. Thank you very much. It's kind of a fun question.
Thank you very much.
Got a tough one for tomorrow, so be ready.
All right. I'll be ready for you.
Okay.